News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Vow renewals are the new weddings, so says Sarah Madden.
3 years ago, Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz threw a star-studded wedding for 500 guests and the flashing cameras of Vogue.
Who cried more at your wedding, you or Nicola?
Me. I'm a crier. I'm a big crier.
The $4 million celebration must have been too nice not to do it twice, because last month, the happy couple renewed their vows in an I do, take two.
Yeah, I mean, if you're renewing your vows after 3 years of marriage, I think I've no hope for you.
Tanya Sweeney is a journalist at the Irish Independent.
Beyonce and Jay-Z have renewed their vows twice, I think. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith also renewed their vows. We do know that Kim and Kanye didn't necessarily last too long after they renewed their vows. So
the trend may have begun in the celebrity world of no expense spared nuptials and 72-day marriages.
I'm married for 72 days. Really, that was normal.
But according to many celebrants, the number of Irish people recommitting to one another is on the rise.
We got married during COVID, so we were a lockdown wedding with restrictions of 25 people.
Gary Collins and his wife Aoife renewed their vows a year after getting married.
We could have just gone with the big party, but I think being able to kind of reaffirm our commitment to each other in front of all our friends and family, people that had supported us over the previous 15, 16 years, was quite important to us.
It's definitely becoming more and more popular, and we're seeing that every year.
Clara Malone is a celebrant with Coastal Ceremonies.
Every single couple that comes to us has a different story and a different reason. Maybe celebrating, you know, a milestone, 10 years, 25 years, 40 years, 50 years. Some couples choose to renew their vows. They may have gone through some very challenging times. Maybe somebody was ill, and maybe when they're back to health again and they just want to celebrate their relationship and what they've gone through. A few ceremonies we've officiated have been couples who are living, say, in, for example, Australia. They may have got married in Australia and then they come home here whenever it suits and have a big party. I'd say we will see more and more of that as time goes on.
According to Clara, Ireland is becoming a leading global destination for vow renewals, particularly among Americans.
With divorce rates also kind of increasing, if we want to make it as a couple, prioritizing our love and our relationship maybe has fallen higher on our list more recently, if that makes sense, when it seems so easy to go your separate ways.
Jess and her husband, Badger, will renew their vows at the Cliffs of Moher on the fifth anniversary of their wedding this October.
Even though I think in a lot of people's minds, 5 years, it seems like we just got married, but we are also thinking about starting a new chapter of our lives and possibly looking to start a family. So I thought that it was a good time to just check in with one another and kind of reaffirm our love.
When you get up every day and you don't divorce, that's kind of renewing your vows every day. You know, the fact that, you know, you're not giving out to someone when they load the dishwasher wrong or they're snoring in their sleep, and, you know, you go to bed at the end of the day and you're still together and still in it. That to me is, it's a quiet kind of renewing and staying committed, you know.
Tanya Sweeney again.
And it's funny because Brooklyn Beckham said, you know, I would renew my vows every day. Honey, that's going to add up in terms of like parties and dresses and Instagram posts and all that. I mean, look, I think, you know, something like that to me is a bit of a grab for attention. It's a bit of an Insta content scenario. By all means, sit down and have your annual report on your marriage. But I think this sort of, you know, together for 4 or 5 years and then, you know, sending out invites, and it smacks of self-indulgence to me. I'm sorry.
The many questions. I wouldn't be inclined to do it myself, Shane, would you?
I don't think so. Look, I mean, and people do it, and they do it for very romantic reasons, so I wouldn't knock it. But no, it's not something. Well, maybe for a big anniversary, I think, you know, if you're 50 years married or something, I can imagine doing
but not, that. But not no, 3 years in, you're coming, come here, just quoting a night out, buy yourself some dinner, you know, it's easier. No, I mean, and News Talk's Sarah Madden, by the way, had that report for us.
Yeah, no, really interesting. Let us know, though, is it something you've done? Or what do you think of it? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.